Today's daf is Bechoras, daf Lamed Hey, and we are on Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, Ba'a Binei, Rabbi Yirmiyah Meir Bzeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked from Bzeira the following question, related to Knossos, as we are discussing the issue of somebody who puts a mum onto an animal inappropriately. We know the halacha is by a Bechor Behemoth Tahora, one has to wait for a mum in order to benefit from it, whether it's a Kohen or whether it is a Yisrael who keeps a Safik Bechor. So if somebody puts a mum on it inappropriately, so we saw the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer said that Lo Yishchor Olamis, it's forever asered. And the Chachamim said, no, wait till it gets another mum. Once it gets another mum, Kavua, which didn't have anything to do with the mum the person put on it, so then that would allow it to be shechted as well. So now the Gemara is going to compare it to other contexts where Knossos might apply, and the question is, are Knossos past Birusha? If we are a kone someone, are we kones their children as well? So, boy minei Rabbi Yirmiyah Meir Bzeira. Sorim ozen bibachar v'meis. If somebody does this, somebody bites off or cuts off the ear of the bachar, and then he dies. Mahu liknos bino acharav. Are we kones the child afterwards? Right, that's the question that we have when it comes specifically to Bechor. We are about to compare it to other cases, such as being mechavin one's malacha to do on Chol HaMoed, and working one's land during Shmita, and other cases. But even before we do that, the question is, the Reishis Bikurim asks, why isn't this comparable to Chametz She'avar Alav HaPesach? As the Reishis Bikurim, L'chor HaKasha, Maishna Mechametz She'avar Alav HaPesach, Da'asur L'chol Ha'olam Mitam Knas. If one Jew violates Chametz She'avar Alav HaPesach, so I have to be worried not to go into his store. Why? The Chametz is Nasar. You might say, oh, because I'm giving him benefit? He can't even give it to me. Chametz She'avar Alav HaPesach, Chametz that was owned by a Jew on Pesach, is Asur we pass in Midra Banan for the whole world. So why here, all of a sudden, we say, oh, but the Bechor might only be to him, and not to his kids, not to anybody else. And the other one, so what was the difference? The Kanlo Katsurak Latsorim She'avar Lisser, and here only the Tsorim, and maybe his child. So he quotes Ach Yesh Lomar, Desham Kivan, the very interesting methodological answer he gives. Since there's a shita in Psachim Adaf Chavches that Chametz She'avar Alav HaPesach is an Isser Doraisa, even though we don't paskin that way, that shows the severity of the Isser, and therefore we're going to answer L'chol HaOlam, even though we paskin this Rabbanan. But im kein aflo Reb Shimon to kanas midrabanan kanas ke'ein shel Torah de be'emes elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim v'yaf Reb Shimon moded the dino shel Reb Yehuda Torah el do halacha lo svir lekein. He just lamaisa doesn't hold of it, but really he holds there is an element that is very chamor. Mashekin bevachar, but by bechar de lo shayech liknos rak lezesh avar ha'iser. But by Bechor, there's no one that's going to say it's a Daraisa, that was Nasar afterwards. The whole thing is based on a Knas. Vizel, Rakler, Belazar. Vechulu, and he continues. That is number one. The other issue, number two, second possibility, is that here, there's counter-pressure. By Chametz, what, so you're not going to eat the food? Okay, you won't eat the food. What's the big deal? Well, Konis the whole world. Here, you have a carbon. You have a car. Achilas carbon is a mitzvah. Treating a carbon properly is a mitzvah. So, if somebody did something inappropriately, who says that that will override for the whole world the Kedushas Bechor? The Bitzur Mosin Bechor, the Oya Efshel Lesser Lechol Olam, the Bechor Mitzvah Lochla, Filu Balmum, the Litachin Lomar, the Mishab Knasa Didei, Yafsidu Kachem Legamre, She Yelchu Leibud. So the Reishis Bikurim says two answers why Chametz She'avar Alav HaPesach is different. Either because there is a Daraisa idea related to it, or because of the counter pressure of the fact that it is a carbon. Okay, so now we're back to the question. The Gemara asks, are we kones the son by Bechor? So, im tim salomar, if you want to say, another halachic context, ha-mocher avdolo v'kochavim, somebody sells their eved to an Ovid Kochavim, which is an Issa Daraisa, because it says, the Olam Bohem Tavodu, right, they have to serve you, so let's say, or not the Olam Bohem Tavodu, that's by Eved Kanani. If somebody sells their eved to a non-Jew, they're only supposed to sell it to Jews, umeis, kansu b'no acharav. If you say there that we're kones the child afterwards, that's only there. What are you kones the child in this case? You're kones the child to redeem the eved, even if it's worth a lot of, if it costs a lot of money. So, oh, maybe only over there we are kones. Why? To call yom of yom mafkia lemi mitzvahs. Because every day you're mafkia him from doing mitzvahs. He's unable to do it. Right? Rashi quotes, the Gemara that has the suffix elsewhere, but at least is it sad to say that we are Kohanis the son, but maybe that's more chamor, because you're mafkia him for mitzvos. And there, by Mashenki, by Bechor, you wouldn't have that. V'yimtim salomar. And if you want to, so you can't compare it exactly to that case. Next case. Imtim salomar, kivein, malachtecho, bimoed, vames. Let's just say somebody has a lot of malacha to do. And he saves it for Chol HaMoed. Because he knows on Chol HaMoed, which we'll talk more about this in a minute, there's certain malachas that you're allowed to do, including Dover HaAved. So if I don't do all of this until Chol HaMoed, it'll be Dover HaAved for me then. Something with a tremendous financial loss, and therefore I'll be able to do it. So he's mechavein to do his malacha on Chol HaMoed. That also we're koneis him when we say, tough, you can't do it. It's only if it happened that it came out of Chol HaMoed. But if you were mechavein to do it on Chol HaMoed, so that's inappropriate. And we're koneis you, v'meis, and in that case, lo kanso ben alacha rav, and we possibly would not be koneis the son afterwards, mishum zelo avda li'isura. What's the case there? A person had all his kavanas to do the malacha on Chol HaMoed. So he didn't do anything up until. So what's going to happen now? Now the person dies before Chol HaMoed. And now the question is, are we going to allow the son to do it or not? But the father didn't do anything wrong yet. He had kavanas to do something wrong. But it's not Chol HaMoed yet. He didn't do anything wrong yet. So therefore, what? We're going to be koneis him because of the kavanas that he wanted to do something wrong? So they were not going to be koneis the child in that case. So on the one hand, by a case of Mocher Avdola Akum, we are going to be koneis the child because it has to do with the Eved. You're being mafkia the Eved for mitzvahs. On the other hand, by Kivim Lachtum Amoed, we're not going to be koneis the son because at the end of the day, he didn't do anything wrong. Hachamai. So what's the model? Both of those other cases have something unique to it, which Bechor doesn't have. So where do we put Bechor? Hachamai, l'didei kansu rabbanon v'halesa. Do we say only we are koneis the father and he's not here anymore and therefore the child should be able to partake of the Bechor? Au dilma l'bamone kansu rabbanon v'ha'isa. What do we say? His property, the Bechor, is what we are koneis because he put a mum in here and that is still here. So that's the question. We bring up two other halacha contexts and we are about to bring up a third as well. Before we do that though, let's just talk for a minute about malach on Chol HaMoed. This is one of the few places in Shas where the Gemara says, and the Rishonim expand on it, what is Asur to do on Chol HaMoed? It's Chol and it's Moed, but it's Moed, right? It's not Mikra Kodesh in the Torah, but it is a day that there is a certain level of Isur Malacha. So the question is, what is that level of Isur Malacha? So that is a machlokas Rishonim, whether it's an Isur Daraisa or an Isur Darabanan, Balitosos, the Rambam, everybody weighs in on the issue. The big problem that Rishonim have to deal with is if one says that it's an Isur Daraisa to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed, so then how do you have all these Heterim? Five Heterim of Malacha on Chol HaMoed. So you had to have those Heterim, so that's where you have to say, Lo Masra HaKasov El HaChachamim. There's an Isur Daraisa, which the Chachamim defined what is included in that Isur Daraisa. So that's used in the Gemara a little bit, but the Rishonim and the Achronim use that in other contexts as well. If you want to get a summary of all of the Malachas, you can open up Chol HaMoed, Hilchos Chol HaMoed Kilchasa, or you can open up the Mishneh Berurah, the first page of the last Chelek of the Mishneh Berurah. First page, beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Simin Tav Kuf Lamed. First he quotes, the first Sivka and Aleph, Melachas HaMutaris B'Chol HaMoed, the Shulchan Aruch says, Chol HaMoed, Asur B'Miksas Melachas U'Mutar B'Miksasan, Summer Asur, Summer Mutar. Ramah, lefit sarach ha'inyan shahaya nireh l'chachamim l'hatir. According to what the chachamim felt to be matir, so does that mean that the whole thing is derabanan and they matir it, or does that mean they described and went into what the Torah would have wanted? So the Mishnah Berurah says, malachas ha'mutaris b'chol HaMoed em chamisha. There are five malachos, categories of malacha that are mutar b'chol HaMoed, and they are, number one, davar ha'avid, that's the one in our Gemara, im yasen, im lo yasenu ata, davar ha'avid, which also might mean somebody's going to lose their job if they don't come. Big shiloh, does one have to, right, it's more in yonah diyoma for b'nei chutz la'aretz, does one have to take their vacations on Chol HaMoed? Let's say I'd rather not take vacations on Chol HaMoed, but I could take my vacation on Chol HaMoed, but that's going to, it doesn't work, it's not a good Chol HaMoed this time, Right? There's good Chol HaMoeds and bad Chol HaMoeds. Right? There's the, right, oh, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Oh, those that's a bad Chol HaMoed. Chas v'Shalom. Right? This Pesach is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Right? It's a perfect Chol HaMoed. Every Chol HaMoed is perfect. You have to always remember that. But anyway, so there's one have that responsibility. But that's Dover HaAvid, number one. Number two, Tzorech HaMoed. What is Tzorech HaMoed? Again, each of these is a separate discussion. Hainu L'Tzorech Ochol Nefesh, Demutra Afilu Maisa Uman. Number two. Number three, Poel Shein L'Mayochal. If a worker has nothing to eat, and he has to put food on the table. Three, four, Tzorech Rabim. Let's say something happens in the shul on Yontif and it needs to be fixed. Tzorech Rabim. That could be done. Or Maisa Hedyot Afilu L'Yachin. Maisa Hedyot. So again, all discussions come up. You'll have to do, take your car in for an inspection on Chol HaMoed or an oil change. It's one of certain laundry issues, and again, it comes up all over. Writing, everything. Everything is discussed. And then he quotes the Machlokas about whether it's Daraisa or Drabana. Baker Isra Malachas Chol HaMoed, Yeshiyas Bin Arishonim, Yesh Sovrim Shumi Divrei Sovrim, Mibre Shabbatzinu Bator, Shnikru Mikar Kodesh, Vahuz Man Chagiga Bamikdash, Lafira Asr Vasiyas Malacha, Kadesha Lo Ye Kishar Yemosachol, Shein Bem Kadusha Klau, Mikal Makam Lomech Miru Boki Yantif Mamish, Vikilu Bachamisha Dvaram Hanal. Many say that it is only Drabanan, Vaharbe Poskim Sovrim Dumina Torah, because Nitan Lachacham Mina Torah, Malachas Chol HaMoed, Levitzorach Inyan Lahatir. Umaod Yeshli Zoher Shalohakel Yosem Ashtiru Chachamim. Our Chol HaMoed is something that we have to be very careful about. That's what it's in Pirkei Avos when it says not to be Mevazeh the Moados. So all the Mefarshim in Pirkei Avos say that's referring to Chol HaMoed. Not just regular Yanta, but it's referring to Chol HaMoed. So Chol HaMoed is something that we always have to be very careful about in terms of because what we do. The Cholim. Okay, number one. So the Gemara asks, are we konis the son by Bechor? Because after all, by freeing one, selling one slave to a guy, we do. By Malach and Chol HaMoed, we do not, because he didn't do anything wrong yet. What about Bechor? So the Gemara says, okay, I'll bring you another context, a fourth one. Amar Lei Tanitua. We learned it in the Mishnah in Meseches Shvius. All about Shemitah. Sadesh and Niskavtsa b'shviyas, a field that was Niskavits. What does Niskavits mean? Rashi explains, the thorns that were strewn around the field. They were not attached. There were just some thorns that were all over the field and they were removed. Niskavits. So a field that was Niskavits during Shemitah. So that's not a very serious type of agricultural action that was meant to, well, you didn't plant, you didn't plow. Right, you didn't harvest, prune, all of those are directly here. There were some thorns strewn, and you picked them up. So, Tizar the Motzai Shvias. The Mishnah says, in that case, we're not Kones, the owner, after Shemitah, and is allowed to work his field right after Shemitah. Right, Niskavtsa is not a Malacha Avoda Chashuva, Rashi calls it. Nitaiva, but Nitaiva, if somebody fertilizes in a serious way their field with bundles of fertilizer, Nidaira. Nidaira means, from the word deer. Deer is a place where you let the animals go into. I let my animals go into my field so that it can become fertilized. So, what's the halacha there? Then lo tizara le motzai shvius. Then we don't let the person a motzai shvius. V'yamar Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Chanina, naktinan, we hold, heitiva v'meis b'nozara. If somebody is mative, and then if somebody works the field during Shemitah, and then he dies, his son can do it. So you see there's no kanas. Alma, lidide kanser abanan, libre lo kanser abanan. So you see, only a son. This case of Shemitah doesn't have the unique factors that were brought in by the other two cases. So therefore we say this must be a good model for Bechor. And just like here, we're not konis the son, so too, in our case, Levachar, we assume we are not Kones the son. Tosfos asks, are we so sure that what he's doing here in the Mishnah is a Isser Daraisa? Bottom Tosfos, Hetiva Umeis Beno Zara, Im Hai Hitiyuv Midra Banan, if you say this Hetiva, fertilizing. Big Shiloh, which Malachis are Usser to do during Shemitah? Some are Mefurish Daraisa, some are Durabanan, some are not. The Torah does not list off too many Malachis. Torah has two phrases. Look at the end of Sefer Vayikra. Not too much. Parshas Bahar. So, Imhai Tiyuv mi Durabanan Kasha. So, if the fertilizing here is only Durabanan, so how is this a Raya? Hechi Pashit, Tzorim Ozin Bechor, Da Oraisa. Tosfos assumes that this is daraisa. So how do we prove that? V'imunami daraisa. And even if you want to say it's daraisa, working the land, kasha. Begitin the pashimine gabi eved leimashaniyacha the chamer mishav the mafkelemi mitzvahs. So you see already, it's not so clear that this should be a perfect model. So Tosfos adds an important line. V'yishlomar de kesavar. You know what the Gemara must hold? Sherawi lahachmir b'shvius yoter mikulam. Isurei shvius are very chamur. Even if it might be derabanan, it's appropriate to be more machmir by shmita because people can take advantage. Kedar bekidushin kamakasha avkashol shvius. People can take much advantage, and therefore it's very chamur. And therefore, and once we know then that by shmita we're not kones. So it must be in the other cases, even, seems like from Tosfos, if you're jumping from a Durabanan to a Daraisa. Even in that case, we would not be kones. And again, I don't think this makes a difference how you look at the Yisurim of Shemitah, whether it's what's known as Avkata de Malka or Avkata de Gavra. That is the big discussion we had, discussed as a mitzvah shir in Parshas Bahar. The Menachas Chinuch made this Chakira famous. The Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Pei Dalid, on the Mitzvah of Shemitah's Karka, he quotes the Machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Maharit about what happens if I guard and I close off my field during Shemitah? I put a gate around it. Is it Hefker? Because Shvias or Hefker. But is that something that I have to do, or is that something that God does? That's a major machlokas in the Achronim. And the Menachas Chinuch has the suffix about it. V'ani mesufik. Ia mitzvah akarkafta de gavrahu. The mitzvah is on the person. De rachmana tzivuhu lahafkir peirosa b'shvias. Umechuyav lakayim lahafkir. A person, that's the mitzvah. Tishmatena unetashta. You have to be mafkirit. V'im mafkir is a hefker. V'avalim eno mafkir, eno hefker. And if you're not mafkir, it doesn't work. Unehid de overall asay, mikomakom eno hefker. Rak overall gzeras Hashem yisbarach. Imkein enacher rashay litzvo. And therefore, nobody else could take it. You violated an issur, but nobody else could take it. Harihu kagezo biyad acherim. Or do you say no? O Dilma, hefker zayn shrichim lebayel mahafkir. Rak wafkata de malka, the melech. With a capital K, capital M, right? Shumim mela hefker, rakim no al karma over lasezu. Very goes al rabim. Avu mela avi hefker. Okay, pater be meisur b'cholinyan. Be pater from meisurus, no matter what. That is a major machlokas. Known as the machlokas between the Beis Yosef, and the Tshuva, and the Avkas Rochel versus the Maharit, and then the Menachas Chinuch has it as a hakira in Mitzvah Pei Dalet. But either way, Chazal are taken into account Isurei Shvias as being very machmir, and therefore Tosfos says, no matter if you say by Shemitah that we're not going to be kones, surely by other Isurim as well. By the way, that counted for Torah on Amud Beis, so keep that in mind. Amar Abaya, Naktinon. Abaya says, what do we hold? A final, fifth context of being kones. Time taharos vameis. If somebody goes over to somebody else's taharos and is matami them. Let's say I take a recently dead sheretz and I put it onto your truma. Or I take a piece of nevela. Whatever it is. I'm somehow matami your taharos vameis and then the person dies. Lo kansu b'dalacharov. We are not kones the son afterwards. What do you mean knas? Why isn't this regular hezek? So Rashi quotes, and the Gemara is about to say, my time, huh? First let's see the Gemara. Hezek she'eno nikar, lo shmei hezek. Because meikar adin, this is hezek she'eno nikar. Somebody, well, the outsider will look at your fruit, and they look the same as they did 5 minutes ago, before it got the sheretz on it, so it's hezek she'eno nikar. So the halacha is, knasa d'rabanan. So hezek she'eno nikar, lo shmei hezek, and we're kones only midrabanan. The Gemara in Babakama, and the Gemara in Gittin, l'didei kanser rabanan, l'divrei lo kanser rabanan. So we're only kones him by hezek she'eno nikar, and not his son. Hezek she'eno nikar is a sugya that always has to be learned with two other sugyas. One of them we discussed last week, garmi. That was our daf in shir last week. Garmi is also where I damaged somebody, but I left something out. Somebody emailed me. The daf in shirim are on the OU website, www.ou.org. Click on Torah and you'll see all of the shirim about daf be'iyun and the parsha shirim and the mitzvah shirim are all there. So whatever one discusses any of these topics, garmi, which is a maisa hezek, which is lacking something, either in the object that is being done or in the way that is being done, hezek sheino nikar, I am damaging, but you're also lacking something. And number three is davar hagorim lamamon. which is also a Shas topic. Something that is not actual money, but it, if you don't have it, you're going to have to pay. So for example, let's say I have your somebody's chametz, and it's going to be Pesach. And then, or I steal somebody's chametz, and then Pesach comes. So then it's Nasar anyway. Do I have to pay you back? So the chametz is Asar Ba'ano, but it's called the Davar HaGorim L'Mamon, because it causes me, it substitutes for the money that I have to pay you. If I don't have it, I have to pay you real money. Those are three areas which always have to be focused on together in terms of figuring out the full picture of those topics. Okay, those are just the Gemara brings up. Hezek Shidon Nikar here. Let's continue though. So Gemara now gives examples of making mumin. So Maisa b'zachar shal rechelim zaken v'sar medulda'alu. It's a story. There was an old zachar, an old goat that was walking around that had very long hair. Why did it have very long hair? Because it was a bechor tam and they were waiting for it to get a mum. Waiting for it to get the moon. The Chor is talking about after the Churban, and therefore they couldn't bring it as a carbon. So they were just waiting for it to get a moon, and it was old, and they couldn't shear it, because it was a Bechor. So this is why we try to prevent these situations, Bezman Hazeh, by getting Shutfus with an Akum, so to prevent the Kedushas Bechor from being Chal. But, like we discussed all the way in the first parak. But here it didn't happen, so you have this old goat walking around. Vero Kaster Echad, so a certain Kaster, a certain non-Jewish officer, sees this goat. What is this? Is this like a holy goat? Right, something special? Like if you have in the world, in India, you have holy cows walking around because they worship the cows. So the holy goat. So amru lo b'charu. No, they just told him it's a firstborn kosher animal. And it's not shechted unless he gets a mum. So the kasher says, okay. Not the pigo, but tsar mazno. He took out his sword and he slit the ear. They came in front of the Chacham and they said, is this okay? It got a mum through this caster's sword, and the Chacham matured it. Yes, they allowed it. Why they allow it? So Rashi explains, because you're still not sure if Yidavka did it to matir. He might have been doing it to you think this is a Bechor kosher animal? I'm gonna give it a mum. You're not sure exactly what his kavana was. So therefore, the first time, it was mutter. The Rambam here says, no, their issue is because they didn't ask him beferish. They didn't ask him beferish, that's why he was mutter. But, v'yachashi tiru halach matzirei ba'azei becharis lacherim. After he saw that they were so happy with what he did, he went and did it to 10 other becharis. V'asru, then they asked him. They asked those. They didn't allow him to do it over and over again. Case number one. We'll get to the Shulchan Aruch in a minute in Shin Yud Gimel, in Yerodea. But the second case first, pamachas. Similar case, Hayatidokos Mesakim Asadi, had children playing in the field, the Kashru Zanve Tloim Zebazeh, and they tied the tails of Tloim sheep to each other. The Nifska Znavo Shalechan Mehem. It was like they wanted to be like, maybe they were acting like Shimshon. They were tying the tails together. Remember the story by Shimshon? So that's what they were kids. It was like, oh, I'm like Shimshon, I'm going to tie all these tails together. But what happened? One of the tails got ripped out and it got a mum. Parayu Bechor. Uba Maislavecha Chamim Vitiru, and they martyred it. Rosh Etiru, Halchuvik Sherbaz Navos Bechor Ezachem. So the kid's like, hey, the grown-ups liked what we did. So they did it again. Ve'asru. And then they asered it. Ze'aklal, this is the rule. Koshu Ladaito. Sir, anything done according to the da'as of the person, then it is usur. So what does ladaito mean?
Even a kid
even a kid, right. So what does ladaito here mean? So that's Rashi Rambam. According to Rashi, ladaito means, if he did a ladaito knowingly that he was going to matir it, then it's usur. Rambam, ladaito, because you asked him to do it, usur. Shelo ladaito, mutter. But if shelo ladaito is going to be, it's going to be mutter. So that is the rule. Again, the story of the officer, the story of the kids. If it wasn't b'kavana, then it would be okay. There is a shita of the Rosh, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Gimel. Shin Yud Gimel, that is the halachas of Bechor Behema Tahora. As a couple of simanim. Bechor Behema Tahora. Right? Bechor Behema Temeya only has, just like the Masechta. Masechta only has the first parak about Bechor Behema Temeya, and then a couple of prakim all the way to the end until Bechor Behema Tahora. So too, in Yaredeya, first you have in Pidyon Bechor, Simin Shinhei. One Simin in the Shulchan Aruch about Pidyon HaBen. Simin Shinhei. Then Shinvav is Bechor Behema Tahora, which goes all the way through Shin Chaf. So you got 15 Simanim on Bechor Behema Tahora. And then you have Shin Chaf Aleph, Bechor, Behema Tameya. That's why they switched the order, I'm not sure. But Petach Hamor, Shin Chaf Aleph, one simon. So one simon on Pidgin Aben, one simon on Petach Hamor, and 15 simonim on Bechor Behema Tahara. So there in Shin Yud Gimel, right in the middle of the Halachas, that's the Isser of Shalolahatil Mum Bibachar. Tin Shulchan Aruch, because it's an Isser, it's Bizman Hazeh. Let's say somebody has a Bechor Bizman Hazeh. Right? You don't have to be mocked as shit, it just came out. And you didn't realize it, didn't have the firstborn yet, then you forgot to make the Shutfus with a guy. So it came out, you have a Bechor in your herd. So if I are Matal Mum in the animal, so then I violate an Isser. Daraisa, Darabana, probably Darabana, because it's not Roy Lihikari Bifnim, but you know how to do it. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Aser Lahatal Mum Bechor Afilu Ligram Lo Mum. As we had yesterday, even Grumma could go and retain Dveila Al Gabi Azno, to put a little dough on its ear, Kadeshi Yitlena HaKelev, that's also Aser. Oh, Sha'omer La'akum La'atal Mum. I can't even tell the non-Jew to put a mum to it. That's Aser. Right, if somebody asks you on the street, where does Amir La'akum come up in Halacha? So all of a sudden we'll say, oh, Shabbos. Of course Shabbos. Because of 10 other places as well. Comes up on Malach, on Chalam Oed, it comes up on Sirus, it comes up on making a mum in a Bechor. Comes up. The Imasa, right, the most Averis does not come up. Doesn't come up by Shatnez. Right, if somebody wears Shatnez for me. If somebody, most Averis are Gufim and it doesn't come up. So, but here, if it comes up here, so if I ask a guy to do it, I also violate. V'im asa mum biyadayim, o bigramaso, ein shochtan also, al yado achipo bo mum achar miyatzmo. We pass like the chachamim, that you can wait for another mum. V'im meis, ein konsum beno achara, v'lo shochtan also al yado. If he died, you could check it right away. But, four halachas later, says the three halachas later, Siv Gimel, im amru lo'ovedes kochavim ha-mishareses. Let's say there is a non-Jewish, not what the Mishnah talks about, a kazdar, an officer coming from the outside, there's a servant, somebody that works in the house for a Jew, bebeis Yehudi, al ha-bechor, she'en lo'achlo b'lo mum. If somebody says to the non-Jewish worker in their house, you know what, this is a bechor, we can't eat it without a mum. V'holcha v'chatcha azno chashuv l'da'as. You don't even get the first time, like our Mishnah says. V'yein shochlin oso olav. Mibnei shovedes kochavim zu kivna lahatiro. V'gama omrim la she'eno necha b'lo mum kivna l'kach shetatu b'lo mum. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rosh. This is the tour, quoting his father, the Rosh. That's where it comes from. That is usher even the first time when it comes to a non-Jewish worker. Says the Shach, quoting the Bach here, also explaining it. Kivan dovedes kochavim misharesas bebeis bebayis. Aleha mutal l'shares l'bal abayis b'chol mashu anasu v'tavasu shabal abayis. Imkein mistama lo niskavna el lo hatir. V'gama omrim lo niskavna l'kach dim lo kein. Kivan sheyodim shevadi teyasakein. Haylam lizar shalo yomer kedram elo. Why are you saying this to the non-Jew? That works for you. It must be you wanted to do this. So therefore, says the Bach has a problem. If you look at the Taz here, it's a long Taz. The Taz says a different shot exactly why it is, why it's mutter here. And you can look at the Taz. The Shach, does not agree. Okay, so that is. What? Other Amir La'akam, but here, if you didn't say it beferish, here, there it says it, that here, right, it's your worker. It's your worker. That's why it's more chamer than this kazdur. This kazdur, it's mutter afterwards. Not like Maisa Shabbos. Here is mutter, right? Unless Maisa Shabbos has the heter of if he does it for himself also. Okay, so now the Gemara says, what do we need both cases for? The case of the guy and the case of the kid. So pamachar sorry, v'chulav v'tzricha. Why do we need both cases? Same yisod. De'i ashmi'inan ovid kochavim. If I only have the case of the guy, d'lo asi l'misrach. A goy, I'm not worried that he's going to make it into a habit. Why? Why? Because Rashi says he does Yisurim all day. So, what? I'm worried? He does it anyway. That's what Rashi says. Very difficult, Rashi. What do you mean he does Yisurim all day? Is this Asur for the goy to do? Is Asur for the goy to be Matamun Bakachim? Wow. Bechor Islamet Hey. Gotta remember this. Is this one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? Is it one of the Sheva Mitzvahs? So that's the big Shaila. Tosos Yon Devesta Kasha does not answer it. What is Rashi talking about? By a guy, we're not worried, because he does Yisurim all day anyway, so he's doing this Yisur. Let's just finish the line, and then we'll talk about that, Rashi. Avokaton to Asi L'Misrachim Alo, but by a child, who we're worried that he's going to do this, so we're not going to, you might think that we're not even going to allow it the first time. Kamashalom, we will. V'yeshbin and Katan, if you only had the Katan case, v'shun to Asi L'Chluvi Begadol, because you're not going to get mixed up with the Katan and the Gadol. Avalobe Kachavim to Asi L'Chluvi Begadol, Eim Alo, but by a non-Jew, you might get mixed up with another Gadol, Tzricha. That's why you need both cases. Period. Stop there for a minute. So what's shot of the Rashi? Rashi says, oh, he does Yisurim all day. Says the Rashi's Bikurim among other Achronim. Says the Rashi's Bikurim, a huge Chiddush. Huge Chiddush. V'kasha. Ha'isur ze'inu mishavim esas be'inokh shenestavu behen. Shuv ra'isi betosas yantif. V'ulai. Two possibilities. He says, number one, maybe it's Gezel. We know the Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Tav Tes Zayin. I didn't bring it. Tav Tes Zayin, we've quoted this many times. Seven mitzvahs aren't seven mitzvahs. There are seven categories of mitzvahs. There are 15 mitzvahs included in Avodah Zarah. It's not 7 versus 613. It's like 30 versus 613. Right? That's because it is, Avodah Zarah includes a lot. Gezel includes a lot. Right? That Chinuch on Tav Tes Zayin is about Lo Sisaveh. The Israel of Lo Sisaveh, of the coveting, the non-Jews are also included in that. Arias, Gili Arias has about 20. It's probably more than 30. It's probably like, I don't know, in the 40s. So maybe this is included in Gezel. Dikishamata mum bebechor, harayu mazik lehektish. Umazik lo'atif bin gazlan. Somebody comes over to us on the street and says, what do you think? Is it also for a goy to put a mum in a carbon? So you might say, what are you talking about? Of course not. The answer is, maybe not, of course not. Right? Because right here, the Rashi's Bikurim says maybe it's including Gazel. The other possibility that Achronim say is that the second that we allow Goyim to bring Karbanis, right, we allow them to bring Karbanis Ola, that's the Rambam and Hilchos Maaseh Karbanis, right, that's not what Mefurish. It's Mefurish, a Goy can bring a Karban, so if a Goy can bring a Karban, Memeli is included in the Yisra being Matal Mumba Karban. Right, so it's, you're right. It's not included in the Sherem Mitzvahs, but he has this Heters, therefore it's included in that. Okay, either way, that's two pshatim on that Rashi, because Rashi quotes that those four words, Shahari Nahug Bo Beisura. Beautiful. Let's continue. Amar of Chizda, Amar of Katina, Lo Shanu Ela to Amar Lei Ela Imkein Hayibah Mum. When do we say that it's allowed the first time if the language that the Jew used is, to this Kastor, is, it's only Mutter if it has a Mum. Avalim Amar Lei Im Nase Bo Mum. But if the language is, it's Mutter if it gets a Mum. Not describing the Metzias, but describing the event, Nase Bo Mum, then Kaman Da Amar Lei Zil Ovid Be Mum Adami. Then we assume that Lashon is more of like trying to just tell him what to do, and it would be Usser. That's the first opinion. Amar Rava. Rava doesn't think there's any difference. Michti. Memelahu. Either way, Nase means Memela. Meaning, the guy still might not realize that if he actively makes a mum, it's mutter, even if he used the language of Nase, so, Mali Haya, Mali Nase. Sela Nase, Nami Memelu Veloshna. So, Machlokas in the Gemara doesn't make a difference exactly what language you use. Okay, Zeaklal. Koshu La Das, Asur, anything that's with the Das of the non-Jew or the kid is Asur, Lasuye Mai, Lasuye Gurama. That's to include grama. Shalolados la suye mesiach lefitumo. Shalolados what's mutter? That includes any mesiach lefitumo talking without any, not knowing exactly that the guy talking, not knowing that the Jew would get any benefit out of it, or the Jew talking, not specifically to the non-Jew. There are two very important ha'aras of the Achronim, and then we go to straight down the rest of the Yomar. On these last two lines. First of all, Bikiva Eger has an amazing ha'ara. The Mishnah says, Amira la'akum is usser. Comes along the Gemara and says, what's included in the last line of the Mishnah? Ze'akla la'suye grama. If we would ask ourselves, which is more usser and which is less usser? Grama or Amira la'akum? Let's say on Shabbos. Doing an act indirectly or directly asking a guy to do it for me? Which is more usser, which is less usser? Or by any of these isurim? Doing an isur b'grama or doing it by Amira la'akum? Says Rabbi Kivager, you see from this Amud? Amir Lakam is more pasha than a saucer. Because Amir Lakam is beferish to the Mishnah, and then Grama is included ribuy. It's Nisrabe. Amazing Chiddush. Other Achronim discussed that, but that's Rabbi Kiva Eger right here in Simin Samach Dalid in Shuvas Madura Kama. Simin Samach Dalid, that's what he says that you see from the Gemara that Amir Lakam is more pasha Isser than Grama. The other point is on the next line, Mesiach Levitumo. Important Chazon Ish. How does one define Mesiach Lefituma? Right here in Bechoros. Lamid, Chaf Dalid, Hey. Nire, Dafka Benikarin Advarim, Sheba Kesichas Bnei Adam, Lahare Lo Dover Bilti Shriach, Sheadam Ohev Liroz Dover Bilti Ragil. It's Mesiach Lefituma only if it's obvious. It's like a normal conversation. Why do people talk to each other? To tell somebody something that they didn't know. Oh, really? V'hainu Mesiach Levitumo. That's how you define Mesiach Levitumo. Avalam hashomea margish sheyesh lo lahamesaper kavanabaze ein ze Mesiach Levitumo. But if I'm thinking to myself, why are you telling me this? So then that's not Mesiach Levitumo. Ukegon Shamasapar Yodeya Shashomea Yaduolo Adavar Mikvar. If the listener knows that the teller knows that he knows this already. O Shamasapar Adam Khashuv Veno Rogilo Dabre Mashomea Sicha Betela Elabit Sava Shal Shiras Shiras Inza Mesiach Levitumo Elakim Mitsavehu. Very important to show us about Chazon Ish, how to define Mesiach Levitumo. Okay, period. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. Hoy Bachar Radfa. What happened if a Bachar animal is out of control and it's chasing me? And I'm worried. I turn around, I give it a good kick. Ba'ato v'asam amum. And I kick it, I made a mum. Sorry, it's a shochter olav. You're allowed a shechter based on that. That's not a mum that was done by Kavana. Be'isser. Amra Papa, 2 days in the Gemara, version 1. Amra Papa Loshan El Shabbatu B'Shas Radifa. That's only if you kick it, you turn around and as it's running to you, you give it a good kick. Abola'acha Radifa Lo. But after it's not running it, let's say if it finished running, right, self-defense, only self-defense. But if it's finished running and then I go over and give it a good zetz, Lo, that's not allowed. Pshita. Why? Ma'odete Matsari Hu Demitkar, you might say that I'm gonna, revenge. You might say, oh, what, I'm going to show that dog, he's never going to chase me again. Right? So even afterwards, it should be mutter. Kamashmala, no, if it's afterwards, it's not a mumika shachtan. Ikadami, the other version is that it's okay too. Amra, papa, lo tema, bashas radifa in, al vashalo bashas radifa lo, al afilu lach radifa nami, even after radifa is mutter, my time, a white, sorry, the dimitkar. He's remembering the tsaris that he was in a few minutes ago. And this is also included, that was his kavana. Period. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, mutalata mum bivachar kodim sheyetzil aver olam, a yisod gadol, which has come up already in the Masechta before in the Rishonim. Kedushas bachar becomes at birth. And therefore, if I am matal mum in the bachar while it is in utero, that's mutter. No problem at all. Mutter. Amar Rava. Rava just gives you some advice. Gadya b'udne. A goat comes out ear first. So if you want to put a mum in its ear before the whole rest of it comes out, before the whole head comes out, it's a good idea. Imra, a sheep, a sivase, on its lips. It comes out lips first. Ika da amre, imra nami b'udne. Or others say, no, a sheep you can also do with the ear. Emer derech tzada av nafa. Because maybe it's coming out temples first, and therefore the ear comes out first, and therefore you'll be able to put a mum on there. Okay, amarava. Achavolo mechzi. What if an animal has a mum inside its mouth? And when it eats normally, it is not visible. Pa'i umechzi. But when it screams, where do we have the word pa'i? Shifra and pua. Pua, pa'a, makes the animal, the baby cry. So when it screams umechzi, it can be seen having mum, that's called a mum. That's called, it's not called inside. So the Gemara says, Kamashmalan, Tanina. What do you mean? It's my first Mishnah. We're going to have a whole parak later on. We're going to remind ourselves about Eilu Treifas. We're going to have a whole parak all about Mumin. Hachutin, Hachitzonos, the external gums, Shenifkamu, that got a Mum, Vishenigmamu, Hapnimios, Vishenigmamu, or got also affected, Hapnimios, Shenekru, or the inner ones that got uprooted. My time, why are all those Mumin, La Mishum, Tekhipai, Mechzi? Isn't that all because when the animal screams and roars, so you could see it. So I'm Rav Papa, you're right. Rav Anami, time to Mas Nisan, come and farish. Rav is explaining the Mishnah. He's giving the reason. My time of Nak Ravi Muma Mishum de Chipoy Mechsi. He's exactly saying the reason for the Mishnah. Good. Perfect. Says the Mishnah. Call a Mumin Aruin Lavo Bide Adam. All Mumin that Aroy Lavo Bide Adam. Meaning, if an animal has five legs, that's not a Mum that a person could have created. But any mum that a person could have created, roe Yisrael ne'manim, Yisrael shepherds are believed, roim kohanim are not ne'eman. What does that mean? We'll see in the Gemara. Reb Shimon Gamliel lo omer, ne'eman al shel chaver, ve'eino ne'eman al shel atzmo. Shimon Gamliel says, you're only believed about your friend's animal and not about yours. Reb Meir omer, achashon al dover lo dover lo me'ido. Reb Meir says, no, you never believed. So what exactly is the machlokas, three-way machlokas here? The Gemara is going to explain it. By the way, though, the Achronim point out that if a kohen himself, because in all these cases we're worried that maybe the person made the mum himself, and he's just doing it with an ulterior motive. Keep in mind that if a kohen himself knows that the mum happened by accident, he's allowed a shecht. He's allowed a shecht. We won't be matir it, but let's say the kohen himself knows that it's vade, it's emes. That it's not usher to him, so that's what some achronim say. That's why in the Birei Adaf. So Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar. So what does the Mishnah mean that the Roe Yisrael are Naaman and the Roe Kohanim? There are two choices. Does that mean Yisrael shepherds or Roim of Yisrael's animals? Those are two choices. Are the Yisraelim the owners of the animals or the shepherds? That's the question here. Two days. Chad Amar, the first opinion says, Roe Yisrael be Kohanim Ne'emanim. If you have Yisrael shepherds, but it's Kohanim's animals. Ne'emanim, you're believed, they're believed. Why? We're not worried that the Yisraelim shepherds say, you know what, if I say there's a mum, then the Kohanim are going to be able to shechter, they're going to invite me to their supper. Because the Yisrael could eat from the Bechar. We're not worried about that. Roe Kohanim, but Yisrael ain't Ne'emanim. But the opposite, we are worried. If you have a Kohen shepherd, a Yisrael's animal, they're not believed. Meimar Amar, because he says to himself, Kivan Tekar Tarachnabe, I'm the Kohen that's closest to him. I'm being Torah with these animals. Lo Shavak Lididiv, Yav Lachrini. He's obviously going to give them to me. So therefore we're worried if he's the shepherd. And the same thing the Tanakhama holds, if you have a Kohen shepherd for a Kohen owner, we're worried. Because maybe you say it about mine, I'll say it about yours. The Rashbag says, no, you're believed about your friends. We're not worried about Gomlin, about trading off you for me and I for you. Rav Meir says, the most machmir, right? Anybody who's chashan on a davar? Lo, right, the Rashis for this Gemara is, are on Amud Beis. Lo Dov Lo Meido, he's very machmir. What's the difference between Rav Meir and the Tanakhama? That is unclear. The Gemara will talk about that soon. But that is all version one. Next, V'chad Amar, Roe Yisrael, the Hain Kohanim Ne'emanim. Roe Yisrael, the Mishnah means the animals belong to Yisrael. And they are Kohanim Ne'emanim. So if you have a Kohen shepherd of a Yisrael's animals, he's believed. The Kohen is believed. Why? Meimar Over. The Kohen shepherd says to himself, Lo Shavak Tzorvim Mirabban of Yov Ledidi. Right? The Yisrael has them. Maybe it's a Safik Bechor. He's not, the Kohen says, he's not going to give it to me. He's going to give it to his good friend. A good friend, a Tamar Chacham, maybe a Tamar Chacham Kohen. He's given to me. General shepherds are Ami Haaretz. Right, the Gemara says they're Pasul La'idus, even in Mesechah Sanhedrin. So that's why they're believed. Roe Kohen in the Haim Yisrael. If you have a Yisrael who's a shepherd of a Kohen's animals, Einem Ne'emanim. They're not believed that Cheshid and Lilgimus, the opposite of the first version. You are Choshesh that the Yisrael shepherd is thinking that he's going to invite me to supper. The Kol Shekein, Kohen LaKohen. De lo. And surely Kohen LaKohen is not believed. Why? Because this Tanakhama holds the Chashin LaGomlin, Chashin LaLegima. The Tanakhama is the most machmir. We're worried about Gomlin, which means I'll say it for you and you say it for me. And we're worried about Legima, that the shepherd is thinking I'm going to be invited to supper of the Bailim. The Yasser of Shimon Lamemar, the second opinion comes and says, no, Ne'eman al Shachavir and Ne'eman al Shalatzmo. We're not worried about Gomlin. We're not worried about that. Rameir comes along and is the most machmir here and says, even if you have the Roe Kohen of Behemoth Yisrael, you're not Ne'eman. Right? Which is different than the Tanakhama. Tanakhama was Machalik, but in the case of a Kohen shepherd of a Behemoth Yisrael. Right? He says that he's not going to give it to you. He'll give it to a Tzur Rameir Abanan. Good. So now the Gemara says, Bishlam alam adama roi Yisrael v'hein ha-kohanim ne'amanim. According to version 2, I understand the three opinions. Hainu da'asa Rameir lameimar. Rameir comes along and has a different opinion and says, Achashal adaro adaro lameido. Rameir says, you're never believed. A Kohen shepherd is never believed. Even Behemas Yisrael. But according to the first version, that you have a Kohen shepherd in a Jew's house, Einamanim, my Asar Melash Minan, Hano Tanakama. It's the same thing, Rameir and Tanakama, both say you never believed. So what's the difference according to the first version? So Ikebeinayu, Rabbi Yeshua ben Kapusoi. What happens if you have a Kohen that has nothing to do with them, coming from the Shuk? You're going to believe a Kohen who's not working for them? That's the nafkamina. The Tanya Rabbi Shua ben Kapusoi Omer Bechor be Kohen Tzarech Shnayim and Ashuk Lahayd Alav. A Bechor that a Kohen has, you need two people from the Shuk to be made. How the mum happened? Rabbi Shua Gamliel Omer Afilu Benov Afilu Bito. No, even a family member would be good enough, right? That's with Rashi. The last few skinny lines says Rabbi Shimon LaTaimei. This is Rabbi Shimon LaShitasu who says you're believed al shel chaveiro, meaning in the beno and bito are considered someone else in this case. Rabbi Yosi Omer afilu asar behem bnei beso in meidin alav. No way, even if you're your family members, they're never believed. But you see, Rabbi Yeshua ben Kapusoi says anyone from the shuk would be believed. So Tanakhama says yes, I agree with that, and Rameir would say no. Period. Kaman azla had amar of chizda amar of katina. Who is the following like safik bachar shenolibo Yisrael? What if you have a safik bachar that a Yisrael has Torah Shaim and Ashok Lahayin Alav, Kiman, Rabbi Yeshua ben Kapusoi. You need two for outsiders, that Yeshua ben Kapusoi, that you need outsiders, and that outsiders are believed. That is about Safik Bechar. So now Rav Nachman comes along, and this is what we'll discuss for another 2 minutes, and then we'll be finished. Rav Nachman Amar, Baila Me'idin Alav. Rav Nachman says, no. If a Yisrael has a Safik Bechar, we can believe the Yisrael. There's a difference between a Kohen having a Bechar, where we don't trust him, and a Yisrael having a Safik Bechar, we would trust him. Why? What's the difference? In both cases, they want to amater it. Because if you don't say this, Meiser l'Rabbi Meir mimeir alav. Because if you don't say this, what about Meiser according to Rabbi Meir? Remember, Meiser is Meiser behemah, is something that Yisrael has. After all, there, we do believe. So what would be the difference between Meiser and a Safik Bechar that a Yisrael has? So the Gemara says, wait a minute, there's a big difference between the two. Meiser about the Mehemen, by Meiser Behema. So we say, for sure, Yisrael would be believed. Di'i ba'i shadi be'muma b'kulei edre, as we had earlier. If the Yisrael wanted, before he put the animals into the fence, 1, 2, 3, he could have given them all a mum. Because Meiser, Kedusha's Meiser, is chal even on a bal mum. So he could have done this earlier. It's what's called biyado. So that's why you can't compare Meiser to Safik Bechar. And it could very well be that a Yisrael is trusted about a Meiser case, but not about a Safik Bechar case. So the Gemara says, so back to the question. So Lemaisa, if a Yisrael has a Safik Bechar, who can testify? You're saying, just like all Kohanim can't testify about a Bechar, so all Yisraelim can't testify about a Safik Bechar, Safik Bechar in Yisrael's case, so therefore it'll all be Aser. The Chitema Hachinami, Delesle Takantan, if you want to say, you're right, it can never be believed, right, a Safik Bechar will never be eaten, that's not true. V'atzan, because we learned earlier in the Mishnah, Shahayir Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Shechalifa of Biyad Kohen, Pater Min Amatanos. Rabbi Yossi said, anytime somebody has Chalipin, Biyad Kohen, that means that you have something that the Kohen should have. Pater Min Amatanos, that's talking about a case of Safik Bechar. V'remeir Machayev. So you see there's a discussion about the Matanos, but what do you see from there? That it's going to be eaten. The only Machlokas is whether you have to give Matanos to the Kohen. But you see, it's going to be eaten. Say Allah Shema Minah, Bailam Me'idin Alav. So it must be true that the Bailam can be made on a Safik Bechar. So what's the difference then? We didn't explain the difference. Why should a Yisrael be believed about his Safik Bechar while a Kohen is not believed about his Vadei Bechar? Kohanim Uda Chashidi Amumei, Yisrael Lo Chashidi Amumei. Kohanim or Chashid? Because they want to eat this right away, even by a Bechar. And they're Chashid in this regard, and Yisrael is not Chashid Amumei. Okay, we'll have to stop there. And Rav Hashem, we will continue more Ne'emonis issues tomorrow. Rav Hashem, tonight, hopefully there'll be a shiur, Pilegesh, the status of Pilegesh and Halacha. So everybody is invited, 9:30, right after Ma'ariv.